Now, live in studio, best-selling author Frank Criticos with Small Business Radio. Learn how to build your business the right way.
All right, welcome San Diego. This is Frank Criticos coming to you live in the studio here at KCBQ. This show is all about building your business the right way. Part of being an entrepreneur is putting yourself out there. It's about letting people know that you exist. It's useless if we know our value, but nobody knows that we exist. So you could be great at what you do, but if nobody knows that you are doing that, then it's really useless. We have on the line my man, David. He is organizer of a small business entrepreneur group called Exceptional Entrepreneurs. Now, let me back up. I actually joined his group literally a few hours before attending one of his networking events, and I was impressed. I was really, really impressed. It's one of those things where you don't know what to expect, and I just winged it. I signed up. It was $5, which was nothing. And you know what? The resources that he provided, the other business owners, the tools were just invaluable. So, David, my man, are you there?
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, David. So share with our audience here exactly what it is. And well, let's first back up. Why did you start a networking group? What was the purpose?
I found a need that a lot of business professionals really need to promote their business around the San Diego area. And I noticed a lot of them were just staying on the internet. And then I found this site called meetup.com. I had no idea that it existed. And it turns out the site's like 6 years old. And I'm going, man, this is perfect for getting business professionals together in an environment where we can actually exchange business between the people that we know and trust. So I started studying networking, and I decided, kind of like you did, I started out. And one day we had 10 people, and then it went down to 5, and we're kind of looking at each other at this luncheon and going, what's going on? I thought this was supposed to grow. So we changed a few things, and the group started growing to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. We had 100 people there 1 week. So
wow. And that's huge, because when I attended your event, you gave, I think it was 30 or 60 seconds for everybody to kind of just introduce themselves and tell a little bit about themselves and their business. And that's a big deal. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people that are listening that are probably, that's a little bit out of your comfort zone. But hey, if you want to grow your business, you have to understand that everybody is there for the same reason. David is there to promote his business. Everybody that is attending is there to promote their own business. So it's kind of on common grounds, because there's nothing to be shy about. I mean, I'm actually a quiet person. You know, as people are listening, they probably are laughing as I'm getting looks looks by a couple of people right here in the studio. But you know what? I had to do it. You have to put yourself out there as a small business owner. And with different organizations such as Exceptional Entrepreneurs, I mean, it's just a win-win situation. It costs $5, ladies and gentlemen, $5. You go there, you better bring a grip load of business cards, and you would be surprised. At the end of the event, I had a line of people waiting to get more information about my credit business. I mean, that's a big deal. Everybody knows somebody that could benefit from our services and from our business. And David, you do a great, great job at organizing that. So how do they find your networking group?
Well, a lot of it, you know, I know this word's kind of overused, but it's viral. It's on meetup.com/exceptional-entrepreneurs. If you just go to meetup.com and search for San Diego events, you can search zip code. My zip code's 92117. Search within 50 miles, or, you know, look in the dictionary and find out how to spell entrepreneurs. From it. You know, real quick, a really amazing stat that I learned. 1,700 people were polled, and the question was, has networking played a role in your success? Do you know what percentage of people said that networking played a role?
My goodness, I would probably say something really low, 15%.
Actually, 94%.
Really?
I was going to say, yeah, near 100% for sure.
Yeah, 94.1%. Wow. The 6% of people, they were probably the ones that were coming in thinking that networking's selling, and it's not selling. You don't have time in this event to sell.
Right.
And to be honest, nobody goes there to buy something. So if you try and sell something to somebody there, you've just alienated 50 people right off the bat.
Right. Well, you know, business, in my honest opinion, business is going back to a little bit of an old-fashioned way, in a sense that you have to shake people's hands nowadays. You know, people have gotten burned for many reasons, this or that, or, you know, people are very hesitant. And it's going back to the old school approach of getting in front of people and just giving a quick pitch and say, hey, this is my value, and this is how you or anybody you know could benefit from my service or my knowledge.
You're exactly right on that. The whole philosophy of Meetup, and this is what really solidified it for me. They're an internet-based company. They charge me as an organizer fees to use their site. Their philosophy is get off the internet and meet face-to-face, and that's why I thought, man, I could really do this. It's not just me. It's all the people that come there and see value, and then they invite visitors. I mean, that's really how networking works. People that are receiving value will tell other people and come back, and that's why it's grown. You know, we have a Del Mar location and a Mission Valley location.
Okay, so when is the next event happening?
It's every Thursday at Sales in Mission Valley, 11:30 to 1. And it's every Friday at Chevy's Del Mar, 11:30 to 1 off Via de la Valle. Chevy's, you can see it right from the freeway.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to these events. These are designed to help us as small business owners. It has helped me already. It's helped me already. I've been in contact with a couple people from this organization, whether it's related to the radio show or my credit business. And as a matter of fact, David and I, we actually know a mutual friend through networking. So it's a very small world out there. And when people know and recognize somebody else, they are more likely to do business with them. People will do business with other people that they like. So you have to get out there. You have to put yourself out there. Get out of the office. Get out of the office and go to these events. So, David, thank you very much. Hopefully, your organization is growing at a very quick pace. So good job. You're doing a real good thing out there. So
my David, pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Take care, buddy. Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Exceptional entrepreneurs. Reach out to David. He's a great guy. And I tell you what, I just walked into sales, went up to the second floor. It was great. Started gathering business cards, talking about what I do. A lot of like-minded people. Again, like-minded people. So we're all there for the same reasons.
1170 KCBQ.